walk with me in the light, it will expose your sins. And when it exposes your sins, you say, Lord, forgive me. Forgive me, because I'm in the light. I want to stay in the light. Now watch, because you either walk in the light or you walk in darkness. And as we walk in the light, it reveals the darkness in you. Now, don't think you don't have darkness in you. It reveals the darkness, because you're a liar, it says, if you act like you don't have sin. It reveals the darkness in you so that you can be cleansed by the blood of Christ. Unfortunately, so many people believe that when they sin, that they're not walking in the light. I'm afraid that we've preached that a little wrong. I'm sorry. We've called people sinners that were walking in the light. They just weren't there yet. As if you are. Okay, I need another congregation, Lord. They think they're there and they don't need me. Unfortunately, we've believed, I think, somewhat of a flawed doctrine, because if you don't walk in the light, you don't see your sins, it said. That's what it said. When you walk in the light, you see your sins and then the blood of Christ. So you've got to be walking in the light to know you're a sinner. Yeah, that's right. James said, do not err, my brethren. Every good gift and every perfect gift comes from above, from the Father of lights, in whom there is no variableness or shadow of turning. It lets me know that if there's a shadow, it's you turning. It's you that's getting out of the way. It's you that decided that you don't want to live this way anymore. But he tells us, he said, wherefore, my brethren, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, slow to wrath, for the wrath of man worketh not the righteousness of God. I've never seen anything good come out of anger. Never. And it never will. Never. In Christ, there is no darkness. The darkness is in you. But he said, we become this new creature. And what kind of new creature is it? Show me, Lord. Show me, Lord. Search me, Lord, and see if there be any other wicked thing in me. But if you want to walk in the darkness, see, they prefer darkness. They don't want, that's why this church in full tonight. Because people love their wicked ways. But you're here saying, show me. Show me. I want more light because I want to see more of who I am so I can become more like him. But I'm still walking in the light. You see, this is where sometimes I think we got it wrong. We are still walking in the light. Let me tell you something. I won't do this, but if y'all all acted like a monkey, get everybody to do that. Now, Brother Chris would probably make all y'all do that. I won't do that. That doesn't make you a monkey. Committing a sin is not what makes you a sinner. Lord, I need another congregation. Committing sin is not what makes you a sinner. Because those that walk in the light have sin. And he says, you say you don't, you're a liar. You are a liar. If you act like you don't have sin, you are a liar. And there's your sin. There is your sin. And so when you walk in the light, you are being perfected as you walk in the light. He said, you either walk in darkness or you walk in light. Now, as long as I'm walking in light, I'm with him, it says. I am with him. Now, if I choose to live in darkness, I'm not with him. He made it very clear. There is a division. A house divided against itself cannot stand. Bitter and sweet water can't come out of the same fountain. You're either gathering or scattering abroad. You're one or the other. So you're either walking in the light and show me, Lord, I got a long ways to go, but I'm walking in the light. Or I just decided I'm not going to live for God. I am walking in darkness. Because he talks about abiding in darkness and abiding in the light. Just because you abide in the light don't make you 100% perfect. But if you abide in darkness, you are lost. But if you abide in the light, it doesn't mean you don't have some sin that you need to correct. Thank you, Lord. I think I might be getting to two or three of them. Now that we're walking in the light, let's go to John, 1 John 1 and 8 a little further. If we say that we have no sin, and believe me, there are people that believe that, we deceive ourselves. You have deceived yourself. I'm telling you, you let the right wrong person get in your face and we'll find out. We will find out. Let that light turn green three times and turn red and we will find out if there's any wickedness in you. Let that hammer hit your thumb and we will find out. Let somebody walk out of your life and we will find out. And so don't act like you. Paul said, when I would do good, hey, I'm just walking in the light. Follow me as I follow Christ. I'm just walking in the light. But every time I get ready to do good, there's something that says, yeah, you don't need to do that. Evil is always present. So to act like you don't have sin is you deceive yourself. See, if y'all were perfect, he'd already taken you. Because that's what he's waiting for. He gives us a lifetime to be perfected. And then where you don't perfect, that's what grace does. It takes over. It makes up the difference. Because you'll never be perfect. Is this okay? All right. For if we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves. And the truth is not in us. But if we confess our sins. Yeah, see, this is what we got to do. We confess our sin. I'm walking in the light. Whew, I'm walking in the light. Lord, I shouldn't have done that. Lord, I'm sorry I did that. Now, you see, you cannot get forgiveness because I read to you forgiveness is in the light. Forgiveness is not in the darkness. Forgiveness is in the light. So it says right here, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us of all of our unrighteousness. That is only done in the light. And if we say that we have not sinned, we make who a liar? Him. Would you like to call God a liar? It's like they used to say, I dare you. We make him a liar, and his word is not in us. So his word today becomes something in us. God was one thing, but he became the light, and he became life. And too many times people are mistaken with this belief that, I'm not one of those who believe you sin daily either. I just want to say along with Paul, oh, wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from this body of sin? I want to say along with Paul, in me is no good thing. My resume doesn't look too good. Every time I would write anything good about me, if it wasn't for Jesus, if it wasn't for the blood of Christ. So let's go on a little further. John said that those that walk in the light cannot walk in darkness, but that leaving the light creates a shadow of turning. Anytime you leave the light, it's going to create a shadow. And we walk in the light that we might be perfected by the light. Now, in this third definition of God is, and Brother Valentine said, is love. Let's go to John 4 and 7. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God. And everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. He that loveth not, knoweth not God. For God, here's our definition, is love. He is love. In this was manifest the love of God. Now, he's going to tell us. You see, telling me you love me don't prove you love me. Love must be manifested. You can tell me you love me and beat me up and say, hey, I love you. Well, show me that, you know. So love must be manifested. He said, you say you love me, keep my commandments. So love must be manifested and not just the word. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Not just the word. It's got to become love. God was the word. He became love and light. In this was manifested the love of God toward us. So he showed us his love because God sent his only begotten Son into the world that we might live through him, through his death. He gave his son that I... Now that showed me that peradventure you'd lay down your life, right? You know how the scripture goes? He laid down his life for his enemies. Now that's love. He forgave me before I even said, Lord, I'm sorry. That's grace. Herein is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his son to be a propitiation or a sacrifice for our sins. Beloved, if God so loved us, we ought also, if God loved you like that, we ought also love one another. And by this, he said, shall all men know that you're my disciples if you have love one to another. Whosoever shall confess, verse 15, confess that Jesus is the Son of God, God dwelleth, he's walking in the light. See, no man can come to God except he first believe that he is. This doesn't save you, folks. It means I'm in the light. Behold, the Lamb of God that taketh away the sins of the world. It's not his will that any should perish, but all come to repentance. There are people going to be lost. That's not his will. But when you see him as the light, you have an opportunity to walk in the light. And that's why John said, don't follow me, follow him. He's the light. Okay. God is love. Herein is our love made perfect. Go on, verse 16. And we have known and believed the love that God hath to us. God is love. And he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God, and God in him. Herein is our love made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as he is, God is what? Love, and God is light. As he is, so we are in the world. Are you getting this? You become, he said, the light of the world. He sent his disciples out and said, ye are the light of the world. And he teaches us to love one another as Christ has loved us. So we become what Christ was. Wow. There is no fear in love. When really the perfect love casteth out fear. Lord, somebody needs to get a grip of that. Because fear hath torment. Yes, it does. He that feareth is not made perfect in love. We love him because he first loved us. Wow, that was a little Bible verse I learned when I was yay high. If any man say, I love God. Ooh, I love the Lord. Praise the Lord. And he hates his neighbor, hates his boss, hates his brother. He is a liar. He's a liar. For he that loveth not his brother whom he hath seen, how can he love God whom he hath not seen? And this commandment have we from him, that he who loveth God love his brother also. As they come tonight, God was the Word, and the Word became flesh. We hear the Word. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing the Word of God. And we hear the Word, and then it becomes a light unto us, and then we receive the love of God. It's the same pattern. It's the same pattern. It's the same thing. You hear the Word. It is the Word of God. But when it becomes in you, the lights go off, it becomes manifest to you, the love of God. Then you receive the love of God. But you can't receive the love of God unless you see the light. Unless you see God and how he loves you. Because you can't love him. You only love him because he first loved you. Wow. So, I don't know your definition of God. I hope it is God loves me. See, I can always say that no matter what I go through, God loves me. God loves me. No matter how low I get, no matter how it looks like God sent me, he loves me. And anybody you love, you're going to take care of. You're going to cherish. You're going to bind up the brokenhearted. You're going to set at liberty captive because I love you. And his love is not just words. It's manifested to us. So we are defined, you and I, by who we were, who we become, who we used to be, who we used to be. How many of you remember who you used to be? Do you want to be that again? No way. No way. Is everything perfect? No, but I'm walking. It's better than darkness. And the further I walk in the light, the more I see shadows. I need more light around me. Because, Lord, show me what's inside of me. Reveal to me. And He does. I'm telling you. God will put me in situations and He'll put you in check real quick. I'm telling you, the Holy Ghost will put you in check. Just like playing chess. They say, king's in check. You know what that means? If you don't move him, you're going down. And God will put that thing in check and let you know you better make some changes. And if you don't make those changes, He's not through with you. Just because you didn't make, He's not through with you. As long as you walk in the light. You say you have no sin, you're a liar. You say you love your brother and you hate somebody, you're a liar. Hallelujah. God is love and God is light. Would you stand tonight? Let's sing a little song.